As the pshat is, my time come, and Mishnah is saying a reason. My time, what's the reason? Nishpach al ritzpah, the dam spills directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. The yosf, and then you gather together again, ain't toin kibbus. What's the reason why it's not toin kibbus? The reason is, the fish ain't toin kibbus, so the dam, shineskabo bekli. There's only been kibbus when the dam first had a kabbalah bekli, and also the royal azir has to be fit to make as weak as a dam with this. Bashan can hear with the dam still directly onto the ritzpah. It's not fit to make as weak as Adam. There's no mitzvah kibbutz. Then the Mishnah says, Royal Azor. So it says, Lemute Mai. What is the context called? What do you mean, Royal Azor? So it says, Lemute Kibbo Pochos Mechdehaziya Bechli Zeh. Pochos Mechdehaziya Bechli Zeh. Like, even though you made a good Kabbalah, there was no soul. The dam came directly from the neck of the animal into the kli, but you were not mekabel in one kli or shir kadeh hazir, but you had a first in mekabel in each one separately. Rashi says because of iruv, and then you mix the two together. The tanya goes learned like this: Rabbi Chalafta bar Shul Aimer, kiddush pochus mechdeh hazir bechli zeh, or pochus mechdeh hazir bechli zeh. Is like Kiddush. There's no Kiddush over here. So Rashi says this halach of Rabbi Chalaftor is talking about the Mechatis. When you pour the ashes of the Por Aduma into the water, it says if you Kiddush small amount than Kedei Hazor in one Kli, and then a cent in another Kli, it's like Kiddush. Rashi says the boy, she the boy, like we'll soon explain why. And Iboidu, I have a question now. The Dam Mao will be the loch of Dam. When you make a Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli, and in each Kli you make less than a shear of Kedei's Rika, will be the Locha. Hilchos Sehi, is this a Locha by the Porah Duma or the Mechatis, like a Locha Moshe Mifinai? And therefore, Mihilchos Alegamrinim, we cannot learn out Dam, the Kabbalah Saddam, from the Pasha of Mechatis, or Duma may be, Hoster, my time, what's the reason why by Mechatis? You have to have a complete, like a Kedei Hazia, in one Kais. The sikh was the posik says, but tovo b'mayim, so maybe you have to make a tefillah b'mayim, meaning there has to be a shir kidei haziyah. Trashi midi karinim b'mayim, v'loi karinim b'mayim, mashma b'mayim aneskor l'malo, lini kiddush, she b'shas kiddush, shir tefillah. She b'shas kiddush, b'shas, you're putting the ashes of the paradum into the mayim, it has to be mayim enough that has a shir kidei haziyah. So maybe Ochinam here also is exerts kosev. See, it says the tovo b'adam, the kohen has to be tovo b'adam. As it's bow, he has to put his etzpa into the dam. So v'dashim b'adam means she b'adam arishon shiat filim mitchilas. Rashi says. So maybe here also is exerts kosev. There has to be enough kabbalas adam right away that you can make a shear of tefillah there to put your hands inside it. That's the shailah. If you make a small kabbalah than another kabbalah, could you mix the two together or not? So Toshma coming here. The Omer Reb Zerikom, Omer Reb Lozo, Af the Dam Lo Kiddush, Enechanami, Sagzeh Tekosiv, even by Dam also it applies. It's not Tam, it's not Tam Alechum Meshmetinai, but Sagzeh Tekosiv. Is Af the Dam Lo Kiddush. So what do you mean by Dam? If you have a Kabbalah, Tachus Mikidei Zerika, and then another Kabbalah, it's no good. Omer Reb Lozo says like this. Tanya will learn the rice like this. The Tobah, the Pesach says, he has to dip his hands into the dam for loy misvug, and not that he could use a svug, he can't use a sponge. So just, Rashi says, mekanech b'shulei kli, or the voice just to like wipe off the bottom part of the leftover dam, that's no good. Then we dash in the Pesach says, badam, we dash in achiye b'dam, shir tefillah mi'koroi. At the beginning, when you make the Kabbalah Saddam, you have to make sure there's a shir in the kli. There's a shir kabbalah. That's the tova badam. Badam means there should be a shir. There should be a good kabbalah. And it says the tova et bo badam. Then we dash in min hadam. The pasuk says means min hadam shebinyan. That's me from the dam that we're talking about. And we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says midam ol beminyan tefillah sheizim menu rishena yazes kulam. That you should make the whole hazor, and then when you make the second one, you have to dip your hands in a second time. We'll soon see that the Shiraim are no good. We'll soon see what that means. So there are three drushes here. So we need them. Yisroch, we need them. Yisroch, we need them. The Pesach has to say Badam. Dikos Rachamana v'tovotar was just said v'toval, the country dip his hands in. Habi Minagra thought to say, Afati de lekashir tefila mikoroi, even though there was no good Kabbalah, even though at the beginning there was not a sheer dam in the Kli, so what? Lady could pour one into another, and later should be kosher. Kamash l'no kos rachamona badam, the vishas Kabbalah sadam, there has to be a sheer in the Kli. Navi kos rachamona badam, the result would have just said the word badam, Habi Minagra would have thought to say, Afilu bisvad, that when you dip, when you put your hands in, you don't have to put your hands into the wet water, wet dam. You can even like scrape off the dam from the sides of the kli, with a sfugna, like scraping it off from the sides, and that's no good. Because Rachman Torah writes, v'tovah min adam, v'tovah, meaning you have to be able to, the kohen has to put his hands into the dam, a tefillah, meaning you have to dip your hands into the blood, and not to scrape the blood off the sides. Then we dash in that min hadam. So that should mean shebinyan, what we're talking about. Again, the pasuk says, "V'toval ha'kohen et zboi min hadom," she put his hands into the dam. Then it says, "Min hadom yitin akarnus." We're dashing the words dom, badom, and now we're dashing min hadom. What does the pasuk mean to say? "V'toval ha'kohen et zboi min hadom." So it means to say shebinyan, what we're talking about. So the mutei mai amarav lemutei shirayim shebet zboi. The leftover with on your hand, you cannot use over a second time. That's the chiddush over here. That every hazor, you have to like put your hands inside another tefillah. You can't use the leftover dam on your hands to make a second hazor with it. So the Gemara says, Misayle Reb Loza. It's a riot Reb Loza. Yom Reb Loza, Shirayim Shevitz Bo Psulim. If you make hazor, the leftover dam on your hand is possible to use. You can't use it anymore. Yes, now the Gemara says, "O Malay Rovin, Ba Rav Ado." So the Rov gives it should be that Talmidcho. Yes, Ravin Ba Ravin. That's Rov that your Talmud is saying over. Omer Rav Amram is saying over that Rav Amram is saying like this. That Tanina we learned. Ho Yemaze. The Kohen was Maze making that Zor. Venitzo hazor miyodoi, and while he's making the hazor, some blood spritzed off. Sachele hizo, before he finished making the hazor, turning kibbutz, while he's going to make the hazor, any dam that falls off, it's royal hazor, it's turning kibbutz. If it falls on a beggar, you have to wash off the beggar. But mishehizo, once the dam went on the mizbech, like once you started to make this recall, ain't turning kibbutz, that like the leftover dam on your hands, is not turning kibbutz anymore. So my love doesn't mean like this. Okay, comma. Actually, goma milhazois toin kibbus, but misha goma lahazois ain't toin kibbus. So chur mashmo that kozman you didn't finish making dazom, any leftover dam on your hands is still fit to be used. Therefore, there will be a din toin kibbus. So not like we said before. So more says, let us not the pshat. Okay, comma. Actually, yotzasazom miyodet toin kibbus before the dam leaves your hand. It's called royal azor, then it's toin kibbutz. But mishiyotus azor miyodai, once the dam leaves your hand, ain't toin kibbutz. Meaning, even though you have leftover dam on your hand, but the leftover dam is not fit to be used. For a zriko, it's pulsed, like we said before, therefore if that dam falls on a beggar, it's not toin kibbutz. It's not toin kibbutz. Eis for Yabai. Yabai asks the question, it says, gomim al hazois, when the fish is making all the azois, then mekanech yodai begufa shaparo. Then he wipes his hands on the paraduma. But mashmoni, when he finishes all the azois, gomer in le gomer leba, before he finishes all of them, even though he has to make another tefillah, he doesn't have to wipe off his hands. That's mashmoni, the shirayim, the leftover dam on his hand, could be used. Omle said back to him, gomer mekanech yodah begufo shapar nechnami. When he finishes doing all the azois by the paraduma, then he wipes his hands on the paraduma. Because even the dam should also be burnt. But like Gomar, if he didn't finish making all the azois, he still has to make more. We do not let him wipe his hands on the poro, because we're afraid maybe some hair will get stuck on his hand and it'll get mixed up with the dam. So then we say, Mekanech etzbo, he has to only wash his, wipe off his finger, so he's making the zrika with. So this time, Gomar Mekanech yodah begufa shaparo, it's good. He wipes his hands on the poro, dumishinema, the surface of poro leino, he has to burn the poro. You burned the dam on it also, very good. Ela et bo b'mayim kaneach. Now that you're saying when you finished eat hazor, you have to wipe off your hand. On what does he wipe off his hand? So Rabbi says b'sras mizrak, on the side of the mizrak, plus on the edge of the bowl that he's using. Because the pasuk says kippur rezov mashma cleans you. So they wipe the hands on the kippur rezov on the mizrak. Zenech nami, the shirayim left over on his hand is possible, can't use it again. Therefore, you have to each hazor, at each time he spritzes with the adam, he has to wipe off his hand. Zenech nami, as we said before, hazor is psula. The shirayim is psula. All right, we'll stop here, continue on in the next tape. We are holding on the tzadik gimel on the base, on the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nitzeh Zala Or. Let's say again, the dam from a korban chatis, if it goes on top of a beged we have before, there's a mitzvah to wash that beged. What's going to be if the dam spritzes on top of skin? So it depends. Actually, hufshat, before the skin was taken off the animal, it was still on the korban, and it's on kibbutz, then you do not have to wash off that dam on the skin. But Misha hufshat, once you already skinned the animal, and now the dam goes on the skin, toying kibbutz, you have to wash the skin. Different Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar, why may I know? Af mi shehufshat ena toin kibbutz. Even after you skin the animal, take off the skin, still when the dam comes upon the skin, it's not toin kibbutz. Now the Mishnah Mitzvah Gishra should be ena toin kibbutz el mokam adam. Even when there's a mitzvah to wash off the beged, when the dam comes on the beged, you only have to wash off that place where the dam is. Vidovish Shiroi Mekabel Tumah, it has to be on a beged that's fit to be Mekabel Tumah. And Baroi Lekibbutz, it has to be upon a type of a clothing that's fit to wash, it has to be a bar kibbutz. Now the Mishnah says, Echad HaBeged, whether it's a clothing, V'echad HaSak, whether it's a sack, V'echad Or, whether it's a skin, Tunin Kibbutz, all these things need kibbutz if dam comes upon them. V'yah Kibbutz Umakam Kodesh, when you wash it, you have to wash it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Or shviras klicheres b'makom kodesh. That is Allah also in the parasha. When you cook up kochim in a klicheres, so you can't kasha the kli, you have to break it. So by breaking the klicheres, also you have to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. Who din amriko shtifa b'kli nechayshus? That is Allah if you cook up the kochim in a metal pot, that you could kasha the pot, but you have to make a special amriko shtifa. You have to wash it all specially. So that special type of washing, also the Mokam Kodesh, that has to be done dafki in the Beis Hamikdash. This is the Chumrah about Kibbutz, about the special loch of a Chatis, over the rest of Kodesh Kodoshim. Now the Gemara says, Minoha Nemili, how do we know these Yisoidus, and on what type of a Beged is the Toyin Kibbutz? If the Dam of the Korban Chatis falls upon a Beged, that you have to wash off the Beged? The Tana Rabbanan wrote like this. The Pasuk says, Beged. The dam goes on a beged. Same liyela beged, chutz only clothing that you wear. Minayin l'rabbis or mishuvshet. I don't know even skin after you skin it. It's also called a beged that's torn kibbutz. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, asher yazir leon tichabis. Mash many things that the dam goes upon, you have to wash it off. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mava, come to include also, or actually huvshet, skin even before it's taken off the animal. Talmudim, not a pot, it says beged. It has to be a beged. What's the pshat? Ma beged, a royal kabel tumah. I've called a royal kabel tumah. It has to be something that's fit the kabel tumah. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Shana Mishnah. That has to be fit the kabel tumah. It's only after the skin was skinned. But before that it's not fit to be kabel tumah, it wouldn't be a din kibbutz. Rabbi Lezer says beged. The pasuk says beged. Is only a beged. Adash noni means a beged. Minayin the rabbi sack. I don't know even a sack that's usually made from the hair of goat. Or else for